Show me why you contend with me, Job 10, verse 2. God contends with saints in order to perfect them. Every time you ask God to increase your faith, you're asking for a trial. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. James 1 verses 2-5. 1. The Greek word translated patience is hupomon. In the context of this scripture, it means submission to the lordship of Christ. Trials either drive you away from Christ so you can enjoy wallowing in the flesh away from his sight, or they drive you back to Christ because you know in the end, he's the only way, truth, and life. Put simply, trials either teach you to submit to Christ or you backslide for a while and then you have to submit to him anyway. 2. Asking for wisdom is the way you submit to Christ. When you're in pain, you will quickly want to learn how to eliminate it. God causes or allows pain to force you to face things you would otherwise ignore. Asking God for wisdom with faith is not asking for a quick way to escape trouble, but rather the wisdom to walk in humble submission to the lordship of Jesus Christ through the trouble. It may take many days of dying to your flesh and obedience to the Word of God before you begin to see the light of deliverance. God will never lead you to do anything that violates His Word. He will refine your faith by teaching you step by step how to submit to His lordship. 1 Peter 2 verse 21. Trials make the promise sweet. Trials give new life to prayer. Trials bring me to his feet, lay me low, and keep me there.